you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Wednesday edition of the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. Yesterday we had Coach Kyle Whittingham of the Utah Ute football team on. He talked about the 2016 season. If you missed that interview, you can listen to it at CastleCountryRadio.com. Just click on the Drive Time Sports link. Today we're going to talk USU Eastern basketball. Right now the team's sitting 2-8 overall on the men's side of the court. Most recently, they've suffered a six-game losing skid. They'll look to get back on the winning track this weekend, back-to-back home games on Friday and Saturday. And joining us to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Vando of the Eagle squad. And as always, Coach, we appreciate you making time for us.
Hey, thank you very much for having me over here.
Coach, did you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, you know, like I said, always, you know, freezing, you know, I still need to adjust that, but Thanksgiving is always good. You know, we had a team, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, we could sit and talking how blessed we are, you know, for to playing basketball, represent USU Eastern, and having the opportunity to have an education. So was good on, you know, very, very, very good.
You guys traveled to Wyoming. Unfortunately, two losses. Lost to Western Wyoming, and then a loss to Laramie. Laramie's a pretty good basketball team, though.
Yes, they have two bigs. One from Europe, another one from Australia. They're very good. They're the heart of that team, and they play really good. You know, against us, was a close game, but at the end of the day, you know, they won and they deserve it.
I didn't get to watch the games, but just looking at the box scores, you guys had a hard time putting two halves together. It looked like you shot the ball fairly efficiently in one half in one game, but you couldn't in the second half. Missed a lot of shots inside the perimeter, and the three-point shooting was kind of inconsistent as well, it looked like.
Yes, and the big, you know, we feel like our point guard, Quinn Peters, you know, he didn't play both games, you know, we miss him, you know, very much on these two games. You know, he's the man who can run the team for us. He can organize and get, you know, people involved. And also, he's a good scorer. So without him on the court, you know, like was tough because the other point guard, you know, Nicholas Chaputnik from Brazil, he did okay. But and then after that, we don't have a truly point guard. So we had to put Jensen often, who was coming like from injury, like he was out for the last, you know, two months. So we just put him on the fire, but like you said, it was hard. You know, our 3-point shot didn't fall, and we missed a lot of easy basket, like an inside, you know, on the paint, in the paint. We missed, I think, probably, you know, each game 8 to 10 easy layups.
You talk about the absence of Quinn Peters. Is the wrist okay for Quinn? Is he health-wise, he's good, right?
Well, he's gonna get back to the doctor again on this Thursday and see if he got clear or not.
Okay.
So I hope so, that because we need him on the court as soon as possible. Like I said, he's a leader of this team, and he can, you know, organize, you know, things on the court, you know, very, very well.
Seems like he has control over the team.
Yes,
he can calm them down in certain situations.
Yeah, you know that he have the respect from the players, from the, you know, of course, from the coaching staff. But he's natural a leader, and he's a point guard like it was 6'4", you know, he's a big point guard, and right there we have a hard, you know, match for the other point guards.
If we look over the course of the last six games, you guys have lost six consecutive games. Obviously, that can be quite trying on a basketball team and on a coaching staff as well. How have the guys handled six straight losses? What's their attitude right now?
Well, of course, you know, we know that we should win at least five of these six games. But, you know, we are very, you know, disappointed, and we talk. But the good thing is, you know, they're still there, you know, with the heads up, because we know that we can win. Just, you know, not clicking yet. And we missing some easy shots, and in our defensive, you know, and like we are struggling, you know, guard the ball right now. We know that we are right there, but you know we have to, I don't know, put more effort or you know something like that, because you know the good thing, like I said, everybody knows that we are very capable. We just miss something that we don't know yet what it is, but I hope that you know after the Christmas break, you know, everything go back to the normal. And then the other thing, like since the first semester, I don't have the whole team. Never. Like right now we have three guys injured, so during the whole semester, you know, some guys in and out because, you know, got injured, got hurt, and we could, you know, have the whole team yet. I hope that second semester, you know, everybody get healthy and we have our 15 guys.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Vando with the USU Eastern men's basketball team. Coach, you guys play a lot of man-to-man defense. With the injuries, do you anticipate changing that up a bit? Is zone an option for you guys defensively?
Yes, we right now we playing, you know, like before the injury, like, you know, my perspective was 70% man, 30% zone. But right now with all these injuries and we are forced to play a little bit of zone. And so now we just almost switch. We are now probably going to be 70% zone and 30% man.
Let's move on and talk about the set of home games for you guys this weekend. These were added games. They weren't on the initial schedule, but you guys do get another opportunity to play at the BDAC. Only four games at home before conference play starts. That's a brutal schedule, but at least you guys are home this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that definitely it's another opportunity to play in front of our fans. But like you said, it's a hard schedule, but when I put this schedule together, I like it, you know, to have some really good competition. Like we played against, you know, two ranked teams. And like for me as a coach, I want to compete. I want to play against the real, you know, good teams to prepare us to play in our conference, since that, you know, this year is going to be real tough. Like we're going to play four times against each other in conference. That's brutal. And then, like I said, well, maybe if we put, you know, try to match the level of the competition that we're going to face on the second semester, then our conference is going to be good. But like I said, unfortunately, we have that things that we cannot control, like injuries, got, you know, players got hurt. You know, this is, I think, you know, killing us right now. But like I said, every day is an opportunity. We're going to try to win, you know, the next two games, you know, at home. And then we still have two games at a tournament at Snow. And maybe we can finish this first semester probably 6-9 or 6-8, you know, that almost like, you know, 500.
Yeah, if you could string together a couple of wins before going into Christmas break, that'd be big. Following the weekend at home this week, you guys go on the road one more time, right, before we go into the holiday break?
Yes, we're going to play at Ephraim. So Snow's going to hold the tournament, and we have two games over there on December 9 and 10.
With that being said, Snow College, this is a team that, of course, we're going to get to know here very soon, playing them four times. Coach, what do you make of the Scenic West Athletic Conference? Have you paid attention to what teams have done?
Yes, you know, they like I said, you know, they every year, you know, they are very, very good. The level of talent are pretty high. The coaches in our conference, they're pretty good too. So I think right now CSI it's doing great.
Yeah.
You know, like they have, you know, again, a very, you know, big team, very athletic, who can press, you know, the full court, like a, you know, CSI team. In Salt Lake, it's totally different. They're more experienced. They execute very, very well. Very disciplined. Can hold the ball. Can execute. They run their stuff really, really good. And Snow this year, you know, they have a mix of, you know, shooters and bigs, and they're doing great job. You know, coach over there is doing great job. And also CNCC have size this year, and they like I said, we don't have a break. You know, when we played against, you know, each other in our conference, it's hard. You know, anyone can beat, you know each other. You know, it's hard. If you don't bring your 100% every night, of course you're gonna lose.
We can end with this, Coach. This weekend, Impact Academy and Utah Empire. I always tell people these are trap games. You never know what Impact Academy is going to bring. Every now and then they bring in a kid or two that's a true player that should be playing at a JUCO or even at a D1 or D2 school. That's a dangerous game, always.
Oh, yeah, especially Impact. They have, this year, they have four teams. So they have one just like an international ones. The kids that are very, very good, like, you know, all the big, you know, Division One programs are looking at these kids. And also, you know, Utah Empire, it's a bunch of, you know, D1 guys who played for the Utah, for BYU, for, high, you know, programs, you know, they're very smart. So they're not being practicing, but they know how to play.
Right.
So I think it's going to be good for us and see, you know, really like a two kind of different teams. So Utah Empire maybe going to, you know, move the ball really, really well and be smart. But and then, you know, Impact, they want to run against us and try to score as much as they can. You know, that's two games that we need, you know, adjust and hope, you know, match, you know, with these guys. And we expect to win these two games. But like I said, it's not easy. You got to bring your 100%, you know, both nights.
Well, Coach, I always appreciate you taking out the time to come in. Thank you again. Best of luck this weekend. We'll see you at the BDAC on Saturday.
Oh, thank you very much. And one more time, and I hope that, you know, we'll see over there, and maybe we're going to celebrate two wins.
I think we get two wins this weekend, Coach.
I hope so.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Again, Coach Vando with the USU Eastern Men's Basketball Squad. We've got to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jamison Welsh, NBA Basketball. He joins us once a week. He travels all over the country covering NBA ball, so we'll get a report from him. And we'll talk about the Utah Jazz. Winners of four straight following last night's victory over Houston. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.